exciting times this morning. Danny Lee Allen, who you might know from youth groups, he's done some stuff with We Are Scientists, the drums. He has a new EP out for you under the moniker The Soft Focus. It's his debut solo release. It's titled Lousy With Love. You may have heard a couple of singles, You and Me and All the Salt in the Sea and Your Name on Rice doing the rounds. But before we hear another one, Danny joins us this morning to have a little chat about the record. How's it going, Danny?
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for joining the show. So obviously, I said at the top, you know, youth group, you've done some stuff with the drums, We Are Scientists, pretty poppy stuff there by and large. I've listened to a couple of tracks. It's slightly darker. Don't get me wrong, it's not goth, but there's a little bit of post-punk in there or something like that. Why the change?
Right, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's cool that you noticed the post-punk stuff. Initially, it was going to be a very much a post-punk sort of project, but I feel like the pop sort of still shines through in some ways. I tried to make it actually a bit of a mix. I mean, Guided by Voices is one of my, my biggest influences.
That's exactly what
forever.
I was going to say. Even while I was writing it, and I was writing We Are Scientists in there and stuff just popping it up, I almost wrote like I am a scientist a couple of times because it's very much in that vein.
Not a coincidence, I guess. Yeah, but I always loved how they had sort of one really straightforward song and then one super like strangely psychedelic song that sounded like it had been written just on the spot.
Sure.
So I kind of thought that would be cool as well to have sort of some more sort of the first two singles are a pretty good indication. The first one's kind of an epic 8-minute, like sort of Space Jam almost. Mm. And then Your Name on Rice is a bit more straightforward, let's say.
What was the writing process like? You're based in New York. You're in Australia at the moment. Were you locked indoors? And I'm aware it kind of was all self-produced. So was that an influence there? I don't know. Lockdowns over there. I know it was pretty scary times for a while.
It's actually been happening for a really, really long time. I actually live in Miami now. I've moved around quite a lot. So I lived in New York for quite a long time, a decade or so. But then I moved to LA for a year as well, and I did a bit there. Mm-hmm. A bunch of the songs are kind of fleshed out there, actually. But I think it's kind of reflects the sound as well, to be honest, like the fact that it was done like in so many different places. It is, I like to call it an oral patchwork. Sure. It feels like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So the EP drops today, Lousy With Love. Exciting for that. I don't know. What do you expect the response to be like then?
I don't know. Hard to say, I guess.
Because if you've made that shift, right, like I've said kind of, and like, I don't know, youth group, the record from a couple of years ago, that was really sick, but the same thing again, like it was pretty poppy. So I don't know, what do you think your contemporaries and such, or even like fans will think?
I mean, I've always wanted to kind of finish my own stuff for that sort of reason of presenting a sort of a different side. I suppose over the years, if I had my way, a youth group probably would have gone a little bit more in this direction. But, it's also a bit niche-y. So, I admit that it's not for everyone, but it's in the way that, like, it really reflects a lot of, like, my larger influences over the years, I also kind of thought it would be cool if it sort of came across in the way of, like a found recording, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like actually fitting in with those kinds of albums that have sort of sprung up over the years, like especially with the internet these days, people sort of discover something from the 70s, someone made that. I've become so obsessed with so many of those things over the years. Mm. It's sort of become my biggest influence, I would say.
Sure thing. Just before I let you go, Danny, you've got some shows coming up. Cheeky plug for those.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Friday the 18th at the Union in Newtown in Sydney, and then Sunday the 27th at the Avalon in Melbourne.
Very good.
Can't wait. First live shows of this incarnation ever. So, yeah.
Sounds good. So
we rehearsed last night, and it's very exciting.
Nice and tight.
I wouldn't say tight yet, but don't know if that's my sort of it's fitting with my shtick anyway. So
yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Alrighty, good stuff.
Happily shambolic.
Oh, that's good. Very good. I'm sure it'll be reflected in the crowd now that we can boogie again as well. So
yeah,
very good stuff.
Oh, definitely fun. That's going to be a big part of it. Yeah.